Chase, you said you wanted to see the the leadership conference information?
The form that each officer has to send.
Oh, for that?
I'm just curious. I wanted to, the campout, I wanted to see the form that you sent out.
Oh, okay.
To everybody. She sent that too. I want to see if it's the same form we have. It is. In the past, with the campout, everyone who wants to go fills out their own form too, Mayor?
I believe so. Because we allowed the membership.
Well, next year anyone can go.
Next year anyone can go.
Right now it's just trying to figure.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'm trying to.
I'm on a scholarship committee too. So this will be fun. Oh yeah, well it's all tied into what we do. It's the Coca-Cola USA whatever. I get to read essays, because I don't do enough of that as it is. I'm an English professor. Am I allowed to write the word crap on the ones I don't like and send them back?
Hey.
Too many awkward sentences.
Please write me a complete sentence. Please use a period.
Thankfully, I don't have to say
please
anything.
Please capitalize.
I just read the essay and say no, 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 no.
Some of them you don't even have to read the whole thing.
I didn't want to say that. I had two colleagues so far, one at my old job and one here. If a paper is awful, they actually draw a line and say, I stopped reading it here. Your grade, in fact, would go down if I kept reading. To quote a colleague, when have you ever known a paper to get better?
Okay.
If it's not good in the beginning, it's not going to be good in the end. They always deteriorate.
Jason.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to get tired of seeing my name in your emails. I found an email here that Lindley sent us when we were going to Nerd Nation, which is the convention at the end of the year.
That's the national convention.
That's the national convention. And this is, it has the links for the North Carolina forms that we had to fill out when we traveled. And we basically used the same,
you can see it.
Oh yeah, they got more ways to booby trap you. Here's one.
This is the form.
Travel reimbursement. And
this is the form that Sharon and I fill out.
Yes.
You don't fill this out, right?
Yes, we had to sign it.
Oh, okay.
So she put in the information. She filled in the information, I believe, for us. And then she brought it to us, and somewhere it requires signature. I don't see the whole thing here. But I remember we had to sign that one. That was one. Oh, I know what it is. I have four of them because each of us had one, and she filled each one out for us. So that one was Herbie's, and this one was probably, that one was Lisa's. So this is one of the forms that we filled out, and I probably have another email.
Okay.
See, this is a little note she sent. I hope you have a great time in San Antonio last week. Oh, this is the one we filled out when we got back. That's what it was. Then there were two that we had to fill before we went.
These two, the ones before will be sent by an admin too.
Okay. That's fine.
Because the admins are better at doing travel forms than anybody else.
That's good. That works.
Now the other question, before we go too far off, is I was told that I need to talk about this 5-star rating as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Given that when everything is due, and the projects that you do in order to get it.
Yep.
What ideas do you have?
Well,
where are we?
In the past, Mary, what kind of projects have you done? Because I'm not sure how these work.
When we did this before,
it's complicated.
The team before us left us with a theme. And, oh my God. We did it on Cairo. We were improving air. I'm not giving you the right
Cairo
word.
Cairo is in
Egypt.
That's what I thought.
And we were improving air by the use of rooftop gardens.
So this is a theme given to you by the previous year.
From what they started, yes. And we finished that project up last year. Because the way they developed it, they went in with, oh God, help me, Katie. Who did we go in with? It wasn't, I wanted to say horticulture, but it's not. It was another group who does, we sold the trees with.
Oh, I came in at the tail end of that.
Oh, okay. It was another group on campus. I can't remember the name, and I don't have all my stuff with me. We came in with them. We sold trees, young trees, raised money. The money that was raised went towards getting, God help me, something for, dang it, something for doing the rooftop buildings. And we went in, we over in the storage, I still got the poster that we put up to give GTCC information about what we were doing. We put it on display in the library for probably a month or more and sent out the notice to membership and all that anyone could go and see it. That was a way that covered notifying the school about what we were doing as the action project.
Which star is that?
It came under
3 or 4.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now.
You get up to 2, you just need a pulse.
Huh? Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
2, 1, and 2, basically the requirements have already been met by what we did last year. And you should have one
last
of these in some of
the... year or last school, well, or last year as in 2014?
Last year as in 2014-15.
Okay.
Because we look, PTK's year is different, but we looked at it as a year from September until May. When
right.
school ended.
But
uh-huh. But we, even though we did that, we knew that we overlap with what we have because their year ends in December. And you're right.
Right. So that those 5 stars have to be taken care of by the summer.
Yes. They have to be done by the spring session.
Now?
So what they need to be doing now is figuring out what their theme is going to be. And I think they were talking... Is it
stigma of mental illness.
There we go.
Oh.
And Neko, Neko is supposed to get with someone at some other club that she had spoken to at the last convention.
And
that will come and speak on, this is somebody who basically is an authority figure in mental illness, and to talk to them about coming to present to us, you know, in a seminar about mental illness.
And what would you do with the information?
Well, we just needed to be educated on the information. That was part of the requirement, right?
Yeah.
Conducting a...
Who went to the conference in the summer? Mary Koch was one, wasn't she?
Right.
Okay.
Mary, Neko, Megan, and...
Okay.
That's it.
They've got the information you need because didn't they talk about the honors project at that conference?
They did.
Okay. They have the book that list all the topics that you have. And Mary was the one who told me what the topic, what the basic guidelines for it, and you can choose something under it, and the thing with mental illness came under whatever that topic was.
So you don't, at the end of the day, you have a list of topics you can choose. You don't create your own.
Yes. Frontiers in the Spirit of Exploration. And this is a book that I had. I don't know. This one was in effect from January 2014 to December 31, 2015. And it's the Honors Program Guide. It gives you the topics.
Can you build a project around that?
Uh-huh.
you chose or you think you're going to, is this a definite stigmatism of
this,
mental illness?
So it's like, that's the general thing. Now what we have to do is do research under that umbrella, and then based on the research, you come up with a basically a project within that.
Do they ever do anything on hunger? I'm just curious.
But it got to be related. You got to go back to the thing.
I'm saying not for this year.
Oh.
It varies. They change it and give you a program. Let me see. I'm trying to turn.
The reason I ask is we're doing something that's also on a local level for some other year. High Point is one of the worst food deserts in the country.
Get out of here. High Point?
Number one.
Get out of here.
In terms of food inadequacy and food deserts. High Point's in bad shape. Bad shape. When the study came out, I couldn't believe it.
I gotta do more research into this, what this actual term means, because, food desert means what? That means within a certain vicinity.
It's about vicinity and the number of people in High Point who cannot drive, myself included. I mean, I'm married, so it's easy. It's easy to get to the store, but the buses only run so many places. So getting food is not always easy.
And it happens not to be good food options at the places that the buses run.
Right. Even if you get food stamps, and food stamps won't let you buy processed food, which means your options are limited to go into a real store. So it's something worth consideration in the next couple of years, because sadly this issue is not going away.
Okay. Your themes are probably going to change after this, but right now the themes they've got in here, theme one is nature of the quest. Why do we seek and explore frontiers? Theme two, ideas and ideologies as frontiers. What frontiers of thought shape the world?
That's honors in action, right?
This is honors in action. Quest of human expression. How do we express discoveries when we explore foundations, exploring the natural environment? What frontiers of the natural environment inspire exploration? Let's see, pioneers. What are the risks and rewards of exploring the frontiers of outer space? This one is frontiers of temporal and spiral physics. How are the explorations of mathematics help us understand and explain the dimensions of the universe? Health and medicine as frontiers. What are the physical and ethical boundaries to the frontiers of health and medicine?
Cyborg studies.
And you can come up with things under that, and under that theme, which is theme number 7, is probably where Nico came up with the idea for the mental health piece. And then theme 8 is exploring political economy. What roles do politics and economics play in the discovery and exploration of new frontiers? One more, 9. Borders and boundaries. What motivates explorers to transcend assumed frontiers?
Now,
they leave these things be.
I thought those were the themes, but the regional people decided on what theme to use, and then we had to go under what they select.
This is the Honors in Action project.
Honors in Action is national, and they do. They let you decide what your theme is what you're going to do, but you've got to come under
one of these.
So do we do 2 Honors in Action projects?
No.
Okay, so
one.
The region, Carolina's region, actually are the ones who get to choose which theme, I thought, because they chose mental health, and then we have to go under that. We can't do something different. It's been chosen already, right? Which they chose mental health.
Is that how they explained it to you all?
That's how I took it.
Okay. If that's what you all are working with, that's a pretty safe way to go.
And if we only got, I mean, if we only do one, and they said that's what it is, region, so then that got to be the way it's going to work. Okay. They're already chosen.
When you're doing one of these projects, what's actually involved in turning information in?
You're going to decide what you're going to do. You have to have a way to notify your campus of what it is you're doing.
Right.
And then you're going to prepare a paper. You're going to have you have somebody in the group that's going to prepare the paper.
I'll let you delegate that.
And you all decide on who it's going to be. For us,
that's the whole five-star thing right there. That's on Trello.
I can't see that.
I can't either.
Don't worry, Justin.
But I'm just saying, it's there in its outline. It's outlined pretty much. Not all the details.
Well, I've seen the outlines, but I wanted to make sure I understood the honors and action project.
Yeah.
There's only one major project per calendar year, right?
Kind of sorta.
Yeah. This is the biggest one.
You got this one, and you have a college project.
And what does the college project actually look like, and what star is it following?
Okay. College project, we're supposed to talk to the president of college, get an idea from him or a suggestion from him for what we could do to improve or for the betterment of our college. Now, we may be able to pull off what he tells us. We may not be able to pull off what he tells us, and we may do something else. We did something different last year because what we were trying to do was improve, you know, those television screens that they've got up all over campus where you're seeing things that run across. What went on there needed to be worked on. But we had to go through, it's not maintenance, it's the technical folks who had it. Kendrick tried to get communication from them. He could not get it from them. So that one was dead in the water. We needed to do something else. What we focused on was food bank for here, for the schools. Right. And we gathered food on all campuses. Whatever was gathered on that campus was donated to their food bank so that it brought ours up to par. And we looked good with that for a while. It's an ongoing project, but that was what our college project, we initiated that and did that. And Nick was the person who wrote up our college project and turned that in for us. The person who did our honors in action was Lisa.
You say wrote it up, you're talking about the stuff that needs to be submitted to the Hallmark Awards, right?
Uh-huh. The stuff that needs to be submitted for a college project. Nick was the one who spearheaded that. Lisa Hartwell did the honors in action paper for that. Because we made sure we covered all our bases. Develop an honors in action that includes the chapters. We had project, we had objectives and goals, what the process in your report is what you're including, what the process was that you used to meet our goals, the leadership roles that were involved, groups with which the chapter collaborated, and that was the other group, God, I can't think of their name, it was another group club on campus. Leadership development activities that we did. We had, I think, presentations, events for training and preparing chapter members for their leadership roles. So we had presentations and information sessions that we did there. What service, you know, the action that we took with what we were doing. It was a lot of parts that were involved under that umbrella of honors project, and then the college project as well. What we can do is, I can actually see if I can get with both those folks. I know Lisa can't come on a Tuesday because she's got a class from 11 to 12:50 or so, and yeah, you gotta go. It's okay. Thank you.
Hey,
all right.
It's gonna be a while before I get it all.
It's okay. We're trying to get it all too.
Yeah. Hey, Jason. Like I said, on the email, I sent your invitation to Trello, and there's a lot of outlining done for this stuff that's up there.
So you'll see. Need it.
And more. Thanks for coming, Jason.
I'll talk to Sharon about all this.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
But
before I go, yes. Two things. One, I found a website that has a bunch of scholarships on it that I can post on
Facebook or through our emails. I don't know which one is the best.
Okay.
And,
is this your fall scholarships?
I don't know. I just saw.
No, let me ask a different way. Are they PTK scholarships, or this is an outside source?
This is an outside source.
Okay. You need to write it up, you know, let them know it's an outside source. It's not PTK, but it is a source. And when you write it up, you sign yourself as the vice president of scholarship, so they know where it's, you know, who it's coming from as well. And give them the link and all for it. And you can put it, you know how to put it on general forum because you're sending it to all the members.
On the Moodle page?
Right.
Yeah.
I haven't done that. But
not hard.
I can figure it out.
Yeah.
Next thing is the Heads Up Movement. October 26th. They want to do movement at the schools across the country. I'm sure that's what the conference call tomorrow is going to be about. There's not much detail, but they kind of just want to have an event to try to raise awareness. Heads Up Movement is the, do you know what that is?
No, I know what it is. I read the email on it.
That's your project.
Tell you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm saying I can't do it all myself.
Nah,
I need some help.
Yeah.
I posted a thing on the Facebook page, and I guess I'll put more information on Trello. But I just wanted to say,
well, here's the thing. That's something that can go to the entire membership.
You gotta see how would make it fit under how to do it to make it fit a requirement to work toward the 5-star.
It's gonna mean that you participate in something that PTK organized. Okay. If you extended from there, I don't know how you would do that, but for this particular issue. Here's what I'm thinking, Kevin. That email should have gone, inviting everybody, should have gone to anybody who is a member of PTK. And what you could do to encourage, like, our members, something you could put on the general forum as a reminder. You know, it may go something like, per PTK email you received on whatever date the thing came out, this is a reminder conference with White House on Heads Up, whatever, will take place tomorrow. It's just a reminder. It's not the entire thing, and all you're doing is referring them back to the original email that they got from PTK.
I'm talking about something. I'm not talking about the conference.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about they want community colleges around the country to go. It's in this slideshow that they sent out, and it was kind of, anyway.
They want you to promote the whole movement, Heads Up Movement, which is what the conference call is probably going to be about. But,
on the 26th.
Okay. You might want to look at that. That could be.
Yeah, because we can have the reps at each campus do something to promote that, as well as have the PTK thing out there.
26th. So yeah, at any time that you're available on the 26th to do it.
When is it? 26th of what? October?
October.
Ah, we got a little time. Okay, well then scratch what I was saying before, because I was thinking about something. No, I'm thinking something that happens tomorrow.
So the reps need to get with the people at that campus and see on the 26th what they can do to set up a table. What is it, a formality to set up a table? Is that a long drawn out thing? Or you just say, on this date, can we set up a table to do whatever?
You've got to get permission to set up a table do anything on campus.
Is it quick?
Yeah. Okay. You can talk to Barry, see what it is.
Would Barry handle each campus, or at each campus there is someone to speak to about handling it at that campus?
Who would you talk to at your campus if you wanted to set up a booth? Okay.
Talk to
Barry. Find out who, if anybody, they contact on each campus. And that's information that you need to keep, Grayson, so that if usually when we're doing something on other campus is set up by student government, like the club fair, and so you're going somewhere to get that information, like from Barry, she gets us connected up with everybody else. But if we're doing something totally different, then you're going to need to touch base and set that up, and Barry would probably be the person to find out first where you go to set it up. And it should meet one of the requirements that are on here. Did you take from what's here and make up Trillo?
Yeah, well, okay. So there's a board that says 5-star, and a lot of the information that it consists of is what came off.
Okay, when I logged into Trillo, all I could pull up was club fair.
Oh, that was it.
That was all
okay,
I
so
got.
So I just pulled you into
so
that board.
I didn't have access to the other, because last night I was going to check and see if all these things were on there.
Okay, so I got to send you an invitation to the at a deeper level.
Uh-huh. And actually, I'm going to send an email to, to Jason and Sharon. They should have a timeline like this. This is an old one. This was 2014. But this is where it originally starts, so you make sure you touch base on everything you need to and you've got all your ducks in a row for being 5-star. Because otherwise things can slip away.
So if I want to find out who to contact, exactly what I'm asking, if we can set up a table.
Katie is going to find out.
Katie will find out when she talks to Barry, get all the information for who, see who the contacts are on each campus. Now, aviation beats to a different drum, but if it is like Barry is, director of student activities, or I don't know what her official title is, but anyway, she comes under that heading. And Jamestown is like home base for all the rest of the campuses, so she probably knows who her counterparts might be, are what their title is, and we can look them up from there, so we know who we go to and talk to there and get it set up. Once we plan what it is we want to do, because you can't go and ask for the table until you have a definite plan for what you're going to do. So you're going to have to finish planning this out for that. And whatever that information is, send it to me so I can read it, so I can hold an intelligent conversation. Yeah. If it's a link or something to it, or is it on PTK website, or where did you get it?
No, it's the Heads Up Movement sent an email to me, and I don't know if you got it. Was people who signed up for the conference, but I think it might have been sent to you guys, I don't know. But it had a bunch of different links inside of it, and then one of it was like a a Heads Up Movement package. And basically, it was a huge PDF file. And then on the file, there were dates. And there was September was raising awareness.
So this isn't even PTK connected, but it's another action on campus. Okay.
Yes. Great. Yeah.
Well, see, remember, I'm now the exception to the rule. I'm not connected like you guys are.
Okay.
Like, I can't go in and do anything on Moodle. I'm an outsider for that. And like you added me to the email, that's how I get some of my information, unless it's coming from headquarters. So I'm outside looking in now that I graduated an alumni. So you all have to tell me what it is. And probably the rest of this crew didn't get it. But if you send me the link for it, I'll go in and look at it. And then I'll give you some suggestions if I got them for what we can do with it. And you all can figure out how to plan. I'm sure there is something on here that will probably fit into and something that you can work with. Because the sooner you all get your honors project topic figured out, and what you want to do is a college project, then the better you're going to do, because time's going to move quickly now. It is moving quickly now.
So. We can get into other things.
Yeah. Y'all can go on and do other things. Because once we turn the clock to the first of the year, holy bejeebies, you got elections, you got induction ceremony, you got new members coming in, and the year's over.
Well,
cool. Nice to see you, folks.
Thank you, KP.
I hope your leg gets better.
Oh, it will. This is the last week I have to be in this booth, so it's cool.
I didn't even see that. See ya.
Thanks for coming.
So I figured out how this first one. You said it was in public.
That was, yeah. It was in the email. Maybe I'm, yeah. That was over there the first time.
So that was the first one.
Yeah, right. Only, what was that? 4 or 5 people when it showed up. But, yeah. And it's probably going to be over here again. Actually, next week is the general meeting here. So it's open to all members.
It's going
to
be in here?
Yeah. Well, actually, no. I'm going to try to have it. I'm going to look up and see if there is a room available actually at the Hassel Hall?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if it's available, then I'm going to schedule it over there. Easier to find.
It's open to all members.
Yeah, it's really tight. Yeah. But anyway, covered. It's probably only going to be a few covered. But, yeah.
Well, it's only going to be a few. I mean, but you need like a classroom.
Yeah.
But you aren't going to fill up the classroom.
Right.
But you need a classroom when you do it just in case, and you know, it works. So
that's usually is a general meeting.
Right. Yeah. And that it's not gonna be here, but I'm gonna look to see if there's a room available at House or Hall. If not there, probably public safety. I want it somewhere where it's easiest to find a park, really. But that's coming at 11. I know Hassel Hall would be ideal because you got that whole stretch, and that's why I'm parked there now.
And the best places would probably be Hassel Hall. If you can't get that, go to AT and remember 125 just as you walk in the door there?
Yeah, I remember.
That's another place
that's
to
the first.
Try and get to. So those two are central and biggest locations on campus, and they have ample parking. For both, you know, places. With Hassel, you got the lot there at the building, you got one extended out, and at AT, you got the lot in front of the building, the one that's extended out. So either one of those are going to be your best location. So if one strikes the other one, you know. And if you figure out the dates you're going to do it, you can try and do it in advance or whatever.
I did the whole year, and then she sent me a message back
saying you can't do it.
You
can't do that far ahead. Yeah. They aren't going to let you do that.
So then she said 30 days at a time.
Okay.
So the day ends ends September.
But see, once you start it, It's like you mark your 30 days. Like, I used to have to get a physical calendar to do it or whatever. But I know if this was 30 days here, then my next 30 days starts here, and at the first day of 30, I'm trying to get my place.
So yeah. I gotta try to get that done before I go to work this evening. Let's see. All right, Grayson, thanks for coming, man.
Still learning Trello.
Oh, you're the only one. See, that was what I told him.
Yeah, once you got it, see, like,
yeah, once you get it, I spent some time on that. No, I just started to try to figure out how to organize this place.
It looks
also, it's a video. I made a video.
Oh, you did? I just saw that, actually. Right. And I actually went to YouTube also. It's kind of different from whatever projects they're doing and what we're doing.
YouTube.
Yeah, because it brought up something trying to show me how to use it, but it was like, since I couldn't, all I had was a club fare and everything was passed.
That's what I saw at first,
right? Once I could see what you put up for the 5-star, right, then I could play a little more try and make it work, and I could look at this and kind of match up. Right. Whatever, too.
Yeah, but that's the main thing I wanted you to look at.
I couldn't get to it when I signed into Trello.
Yeah, because the way I have it separated, and you'll be able to go on to each head, and you'll be like, this is done, this is done.
Kind of like you separated them for the club fair and all. I saw that part, but I wasn't in the other one. So I don't know what to tell you to do, but I keep, you know, working at it, trying to get in it. So.
I was saying that when I get to the house, I'm gonna send you that link, and then I'm trying to get that scheduled, get another one scheduled.
Yeah, because I'm working on
remembering
the password I created.
Oh,
yes, I thought it made perfect sense, but when I went back to it, I had forgotten it, and it was like, okay, fine, well, we need to write this down somewhere. So we working on it.
Oh. All you gotta do is just push the
button. I'll
lock the door when I leave. That's all. Just push the button, man.
All right, I will see you on this one.
All right, man. Thanks for coming, man.
You know, they must not use this room. Most of them pimples are laying out on that thing.
This ain't hitting on 2 cents right here.
Huh?
You see how small the writing is from the projection?
Oh, yeah. You know what you need to do
is
bring an extension cord. Because I think if you are further away from the board, your print's going to be larger. And if you try and put it on this wall behind me and have it over here somewhere, that's probably going to work and enlarge the print. Oh, crap. I always forget that.
I think it might be the opposite. I think it would be closer for the print to be larger.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Well, bring you an extension cord and do it either way. And try it out and find out which way it's going to work. But it's got to be one of them.
I'm thinking about a week off from work.
Because I'm telling you, you're facing the same thing I did. I was under the gun because I could have started to look at things and organize in the summer while I had time and I wasn't taking classes, but I didn't know I was going to be president. So, what, 2-3 weeks in September? And it was like, okay, come on, now y'all taking me crazy ways and stuff. But you didn't have time to actually work it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. The advisor, not an advisor.